just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Welcome back, Amy, for another week.
Hey, Kitty, I feel like I haven't seen you for yonks, mate.
I think we took a break last week.
Yeah, and what about, where have you been?
And I've been away out of Auckland.
You've been
for,
out?
Like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, man.
Long time.
Feels like ages, man.
We're back together.
Yeah, we're back, thank goodness, we're reunited. Do you want to do the you know, intro, or shall I do the intro?
You can do it, I reckon.
Should I do it? Okay, so today on Who Arted, I'll be chatting with Zamiel Weatherall about her work in Post Graffiti Pacific 3rd Edition at the Pa Homestead. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. You have a Bachelor of Design in Spatial Design, mm-hmm. And we're one of a small crew of coordinators that put on Chromophonia. Sorry, I always get that, a bit of a tongue twister, yeah. Which was pretty epic, although I never went, but I heard many stories, once a year up until 2016. You've been involved in performances with Hiram Lee, who I just absolutely j'adore, and Paris Kirby, and you've painted with Paris Kirby, and we also absolutely love Paris. Your Instagram is full of delicious photography, some of which is currently on display as part of the Post Graffiti Pacific Showcase up at the Pa Homestead. So you're most certainly a creative nefario. How do you define yourself as an artist? What is your preferred medium?
Currently photography and sculpture.
Yeah.
I kind of see myself as multifaceted because I get bored quite easily.
Yeah.
And there's different ways to, well, for lack of a better word, express what I want to express and do.
Yeah.
So I see myself as primarily a painter, but currently focusing
on... Oh, that's
on,
interesting.
Analog photography and sculpture in the film industry.
That's interesting. And are you focusing on that? Because obviously, that's as a young, you know, emerging artist. Well, not that you're emerging, but you know, as a younger artist. I say young. You are young, but but you know, artists are young up until about the age of 40, I reckon, and then they start. Yeah, the art spectrum's a bit different with age, I think.
Yeah.
You're always young if you're creative anyway. Anyway, everyone's probably thinking you're really old now. I'm not going to ask your age, but I'm assuming you're early to mid-20s.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Don't know why I needed to go over that. So back to the interview. So you studied spatial design, which I'm quite curious about because it's quite specialised, and it's almost a blend between architecture and design, I suppose. Yes. Do you think it's so? Therefore, it can be potentially interior design, sort of, or it could also be kind of intermediate, kind of, in that. That's what I studied at Elam, which is more experiential, and it's where you kind of cross over into events.
Yes.
I've seen that you do events as well. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about the degree and the kind of work that you've found yourself doing from it?
Yep. So I view spatial design on a scale. It's anywhere between event installation art through to urban. And
so
in between there...
Urban means what?
Urban means public space.
Oh, okay,
actually quite architectural at that scale.
Yeah.
And quite artistic at the other side of the scale.
Yeah.
So you've got anywhere in between there. You've got interior, you've got commercial, you've got residential, you've got... what else?
Those commercial ones where you like have those kind of experiential booths or something like
that. Yeah. And even just down to the shop layouts and bar and restaurants and things like that, because spatial design to me is, it's all about the human relationship with space.
Ah, that's so architectural.
Yeah, it is very architectural, but it's kind of like sociological and psychological at the same time.
Yeah.
And it just kind of dives a bit deeper into the actual experience of a space rather than just the technical stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of, do you like Tiffany Singh's work? Have you seen much of
haven't.
Oh my goodness, you'll love it. She's she's very experiential with her work, and she does social practice, but she's veering into very experiential, and it is all about, you know, space, colour and feeling and things.
Yeah.
Would you like, what about doing really cool shop window fronts? Is that something you've ever been able to kind of get into? Like,
It is something that I have thought about getting into. There's something that I might be getting into at the end of this year.
Oh, really?
But
something you might be getting into.
Might be still, you know, in the works.
Just something.
But, you know, it's another platform to experiment with.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it before and I would be interested in doing it.
Do you use sound with any of your kind of, I guess sound doesn't really cross into that much, does it?
I have before.
Oh, wow, cool.
So I'm a bit of an experimenter. I just try and play and move on or keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have one of my briefs at Spatial Design.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a sound installation that was site-specific where I had recorded the sound of the space and played it into itself 35 times until it became like unrecognizable.
Oh, yeah, like that.
And that was set up on 5 different levels in the spatial design stairwell, and it was kind of this ambient, kind of creepy.
That sounds really interesting. Yeah.
But
Okay, so talking a little bit more about your current work that you've got up at Pa Homestead, just to read a little bit about, go into a little bit of background about this kind of post graffiti Pacific sort of umbrella term that's been applied. For those New Zealanders that have lived the life of a graffiti artist in its true essence, a select few chose to act on an internal compass, leading them to an art journey beyond the confines of graffiti and expanding their artistic mindset through the vehicle of contemporary arts. This has been kind of the brainchild of Olivia Leiter, and it's the Onehunga Studio 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to its third edition now at Pa Homestead, which is pretty impressive. Is this your first time involved with post-graffiti Pacific? And what is your background with graffiti? And, how do you think you fit into that, I guess, that kind of graffiti, but not so in the widest sort of scope of what graffiti is?
Okay.
Sorry, I threw like 3 questions at you, interrupted. I'll go to background.
Yep.
What's your background in graffiti?
Okay, I started painting walls when I was about 14. I had been drawing graffiti for a couple of years prior to that. I don't want to get too far into it, but I did have an accident when I was about 13 and I couldn't walk for a couple of years. And it was kind of more like pen to paper.
Yeah.
And when I could like start to walk again, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to paint a wall.
Yeah.
But really, I think it started when I was 7. I didn't realise until a couple of years after I started painting walls, but I used to be the person that all the kids in the class would come to do their titles.
Goodness.
Do mean bubble letters.
Yeah, bubble
and
letters.
And they were all lining
that.
Up. And
I know you. I know you.
Yeah. So I think it was just ingrained. It was inevitable.
So did you mainly focus initially on writing words and things for graffiti? Or did you?
Yeah.
What kind of words?
I
14-year-old words.
I quickly got to the name Oreo.
Oh, right. Yes, of course, because your Instagram handle.
Yeah, it was quite a quick process. I think within a year I had kind of settled on that, mainly because of its composition. And a lot of my work actually is probably, if I mull it down, it is composition and balance. You've got the two O's and the R and E, and almost symmetrical too. And,
okay.
That's where it came from. I'm a baker too. I like baking, and cookies are a thing, but Oreos are not my favourite.
Yeah, they're a bit sweet, eh?
Yeah,
they're not as good as Shrewsbury's. Anyway, moving right along. So Olivia's curated this work, this exhibition, from works from Levi Hawken, Petra Leary, Fintan McGee, Simon Woods, and of course yourself, mm-hmm. with the aim of opening up a constructive criticism and development on the term post-graffiti Pacific. Is post-graffiti even correct? as many of these artists separate from their contemporary works, still practice graffiti. How did you come to meet Olivia? How did all that happen? How did she ask you to be in the exhibition?
So I met Olivia probably when I was 14. When I was
you've known her for ages.
Yeah, and kind of been in and out of contact over the years. And more recently, I bumped into her backstage at Auckland City Limits, and she was like, "You, yes,
come here."
And, yeah, and it just happened, and it's awesome. I'm so glad that I'm involved in this.
Oh, great! And what's the I see the work you've got in there is mainly photographic, and you've taken it with film. What kind of?
This is a Lomachrome purple film. It's the Lomography film. It's experimental, so it takes the green and yellow tones and kind of swaps them into pink and purple, depending on the exposure.
Yeah.
You get deeper tones or lighter tones.
And it's a modern film. Excuse my ignorance.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds so awesome and fun.
Yeah, it's a new film, which is cool.
What kind of camera do you get?
I use all sorts of cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
All of my cameras are rescued cameras from secondhand stores, or they're given to me by family, friends. All of them are pre-2000s cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you develop these, or do you? Where do you get them printed, or how do you go about the film?
I don't develop them myself.
Yeah.
I would like to learn how to develop them myself.
Colour's a bit different to black and white, hey?
Yes. Yep.
But I suppose, do they even offer any courses in that anymore? I did a course back in the day at
AUT.
I assume
someone would be keen to teach me out there.
Yeah.
I think Brendan Keto is into black and white a lot, so hit him up.
Yeah.
I get my stuff printed at Scar Image Lab. Sanji.
Oh, right. He's the Sanji's man. Great. He's lovely. Yep. Oh, well, that's why they're just popping off the page then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful. Shout out. okay, right. Well, we kind of ran out of time. I wanted to talk about some of the other works, but I suggest everyone gets up there because actually it's only open until the 18th, so there's only another week and a week and a half of the show, isn't there? And,
yes.
And then there's a closing kind of party, which is a good idea. So that's on the 18th. It's up at Par Homestead, 72 Hillsborough Road. If you want to check out more information, you can go to wallacetrust.org.nz. But if you'd like to check out Zamina's work, go to instagram.com/Oreos Monster. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.